We've got a special episode this week that we kind of going to throw in. We got Abe Shaner here. He's in the middle of a little bit of a discussion, a little bit of a debate at the Norfolk Public Schools board meeting. And I think we're just going to kind of let him give his side real fast, and then we'll kind of discuss kind of what went on, and we'll go from there. So, Abe, welcome.
Thanks for having me back, man.
Yeah, dude.
I wasn't sure how long it would take before I'd get my second invite.
Well, we knew you'd
to be on.
Yeah, we knew you'd. You're going to be a recurring guest, I'm assuming.
We always know that you can just reach out and just say, "Hey, let me on now. Let's go."
Do you want to say something? Perfect. Yeah, what a week.
Yeah, you definitely made some headlines.
I thought you left the media.
I did. Well, truth be told, I've enjoyed. It's been a full year. And I've enjoyed,
that's even crazy to think about.
Yeah. It's been exactly like just over a full year. And I've enjoyed my transition, enjoying, you know, my new adventure, new profession. And really it's been good to like lay low, like, and just not be a part of
for a year.
Yeah. Like, well,
well, this was your anniversary. Yeah.
He's back. No,
I'm kidding, guys. No, I'm not retired.
Yeah, no, no, but nothing has surprised me as far as how this went between people's reactions, the misreporting of what was said, what was done, and really what was at the heartbeat of what I was trying to communicate. Nothing has surprised me, though. People's reactions, how it was reported and portrayed. None of that has surprised me at all. Having spent 25 years in media and broadcasting, my only question was, what's the angle that it'll be portrayed? That was about the only thing I knew it could be portrayed a couple of different ways, but, nothing has surprised me with how this has gone. So the only part that's disappointing to me is that we're getting worse. We're getting worse at, finding the right information and listening to what was actually said, what was the context of what was said. And I'm not talking just about me in this situation, but just in general, we're getting worse. And so all that's doing, especially, you know, when you see some of the reactions, we're getting less informed, more fired up, more mob mentality. And I see how that just, you know, year by year, and it's getting faster and faster. We're getting further and further from actually what was the truth, or what was the meaning behind that? What was the intent behind that?
Yeah, there's literally no critical thought, like zero.
No,
like it's just first thing you hear, that's it. Yeah. We're gonna believe it, and we're gonna go with it.
Yeah, and again, that didn't surprise me. But my whole point of what I was trying to raise, the question that I was trying to raise is, these materials, I never referenced the book that's been mentioned in the media.
That's what I was gonna bring up.
Never referenced that book. Nope. At all. And it's been portrayed, I'm after one book.
Yep.
Was never interested in one book or banning a single source of material. The question I raised, it was a question. I said, allegedly, there's 30 to 40 different types of materials that graphically and explicitly depict child abuse, sexual abuse, rape, child molestation, child pornography. And I'll just stop there. For me, that was enough to go, this can't be right. These types of books, articles, materials, novels there's no way that's possibly in our school libraries. So I simply wanted to raise the question, say, hey, allegedly, because again, there've been multiple sources that have now said, you know, these books or these materials, not just Norfolk Public Schools, but across the state.
And they're talking about this at the state level, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so I wanted to ask our local school board. I said, this can't be right. This has to be wrong. There's no way this type of material would be allowed in schools. And I said, I'm just asking the question, allegedly, these types of materials are in our schools. And then to top it off, and I knew exactly what I was doing, I said, one book alone has 440 uses of profanity. Okay. Allegedly, this book is in the Norfolk Public School System. I went through the words, and I don't need to repeat them here,
I want to talk about them being beeped out.
Okay. Cunt. You can't say cunt at school.
Nope.
Pussy. You can't say pussy at school. Fuck. Shit. Bitch. Goddamn. Is that six or seven? You get the point, though.
Yeah, I get the point.
None of those words can you use in the classroom or at school. If you do, you are disciplined.
Right.
So if it's true, and that's one book, and these are the types of materials that are in school, why are they in school? The free speech aspect, and I want to get into that, but there are certain standards at school. You can't wear whatever you want to wear at school. There is a dress code. It might be a relaxed dress code, but you can't show up wearing see-through.
Right.
There's a dress code. Yep. Likewise, there is a code of conduct for students. You can't say, fuck you, pussy, to your teacher or a classmate without there being repercussions.
In certain schools, I'm sure you can.
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, honestly, that's the way it's going.
And likewise, you know, you can't smoke on school property or vape on school property. Kids sneak, yes. You can't do drugs on school property, et cetera. Go down the list of things you can't do. It's not a free for all. So again, I don't think most people actually listen to what I said or what I was talking about.
Right.
Because what the superintendent talked about was a book I never referenced at all.
Right.
Likewise,
was that book in your mind at all when you were?
No.
Okay.
No. I've never heard of that book until I read that.
So the way it's been portrayed, I was talking about a book that had already been removed.
So the superintendent is the one that brought that book into question?
Yes, brought it up at the meeting. I never mentioned that book. She spoke after I spoke. I never mentioned that book at all. Hmm. But the way that it's been portrayed, I'm out to ban this one book.
One book, yeah.
And that's not what my, again.
You can tell in the video, and we can pull it up and play it.
Graphic and explicit child abuse, child molestation. I just go, I wouldn't watch that movie, nor would I want my kids, no matter what age they're at, to be reading those types of graphic. I've been a courtroom reporter. I've heard, seen, and read some pretty hard stuff, including murder.
Right.
Okay. Like legitimate, not a fake, you know, murder on TV, but the US bank trials.
Right. Okay.
So different. I've been a courtroom reporter and have been exposed to a bunch of different things that as an adult, I go, man, that was tough. That was tough to hear that. That was tough to listen to that woman describe what actually happened.
Right.
So it was those types of things where I go, I have to ask the question. So I'm presented to the school board. I'm asking the school board, would you please look into this and make certain that these types of things aren't in our schools?
And you specifically said 30 or 40 books.
Mm-hmm.
You said, and you kept saying books and you kept referencing, you never once referenced one book.
No.
You're just bringing up the discussion of having, like, why are these in schools, right?
Yes.
Really what you're going for?
Yes.
Like, are any of them there? Do we know if any of them are in our schools?
I said allegedly because I had sources that told me that, you know, hey, these are included.
Well, for sure, the one that they're bringing up is because the superintendent said that.
Yeah,
and it had been removed. So, so again, I was simply asking because I have different people and different sources that are alleging, you know, a range of materials here. I don't know what is true or isn't true, and that job got harder and harder the longer I was in media. Mm-hmm. You know, to decipher because there's so much information. That's why I said allegedly.
Right.
So that whole thought process has been completely missed, which again didn't surprise me. But the way that things were portrayed, that doesn't help Norfolk Public Schools.
Mm-hmm. The way it was when I read the Daily News article, the way they reported that article, it was almost like they were trying to put a tinfoil hat on you.
Mm-hmm.
Is the way I read it, and that you're out to ban all books and hates books, and
that's how I read it.
And then it's only this one book is the way it sounded. I was
like, let me ask you this: when they use someone's full name in the headline they post on Facebook, why would they use someone's full name in the headline on Facebook?
Because who you are in Norfolk, probably.
Precisely.
I mean, they knew that they were going to bring clicks to their article
by putting my full name. Yeah. In the headline that they posted on Facebook.
Yeah. Yep.
So what does that tell you?
With your picture, not talking, just sitting there.
So what does that tell you?
Oh, they used clickbait.
But that tells me it was intentional.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was intentionally misleading.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
You can tell it wasn't.
Because if you go and listen to the entire 5 minutes, I didn't just speak for 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah,
I spoke for 5 minutes.
Yep.
It takes things out of context. It also spins it in a way that it doesn't help Norfolk Public Schools. Mm-mm. I was trying to help Norfolk Public Schools to say, hey,
get ahead of it.
I'm hearing this from different sources. This can't be right. Because what if it is true? And there's 30 to 40 different books that are portraying those explicit
in all grade levels.
Yes.
Yeah.
From elementary.
That was your point, was that it was, it, you know,
yes.
We'll get into some of this in a minute, but.
And what would be even worse is if they are in the schools and administrators or media specialists knew about it and thought, hey, that's not that big of a deal. I'm sorry. I think graphic sexual child abuse and sexual assault and rape. I think that's.
I think that the parents get the ability to know what their child can and can't, like, and choose it.
Because you can't watch porn at school on your phone,
yeah,
or on a school computer. Likewise, you can't read Playboy at school. It's not a free for all.
Right? Yeah.
There are standards of what you can or can't do. So I was disappointed, but I fully expected things to go kind of the way they have. If I'm being honest, it doesn't surprise me.
You took most of flack. I will.
And I knew that. So again, this is what it does. It discourages anyone
from speaking
out.
Right.
But it takes the other way. I mean, I look at it on the positive. I'm going to look at it half full on the glass, half full on that side of it is somebody that has a reputation is willing to risk their reputation. So maybe that will cause other people that don't really have a reputation. I mean, they have a small, everybody has a reputation, but so, I mean, you have a physical or a public persona and you're willing to risk that. So maybe that'll bring somebody else in that maybe feels they don't have the clout, and it'll bring somebody, give somebody the power to speak sometime, speak their mind at least on whatever it is. And I mean,
that would be great. My concern is most people are going to go, whoa, they tore him apart and crucified him.
Yeah. But and you're still standing.
So why would but that's why you also, that's why people don't speak out or stand up for whatever the cause is. There was another lady that spoke that night who said, you know, she doesn't want phones in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. That just got thrown out.
Right.
Like they didn't even cover that.
Right.
Which I thought she made some really good points about why phones shouldn't be in the classroom.
That sounds like a really good conversation.
But it just got totally thrown out. Didn't even get discussed because they decided to, again, focus on this one angle that really wasn't. That wasn't the theme of what was being talked about at the school board.
To me, the phone thing would have been more of an important thing to discuss.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
but that wouldn't have gotten clicks.
More important.
That wouldn't have
not more important, but you know what I mean? Equally important.
Yeah.
This one's a tough scenario for me. And you and I talked about this on the phone, right? I'm all for free speech, not banning much of anything, but where do we draw the line? Right. If you're saying it's in all grade levels, where like the book in question that they're putting in question, or any of the other books you were talking about, you know, might be okay for the high school level, but nothing below. Like, where do we draw the line on some of that stuff?
Well, and that's part of what I was trying to say is what's appropriate at certain ages. Let's just go sexual assault. I think there should be conversations because sexual assault, unfortunately, does happen at any age. But when you're talking about students on students, like sexual assault from one student to another student, is that middle school? Is that junior high where that starts happening? And so I do think some of those conversations could be had in the right setting at school.
Yeah.
And again, at an appropriate level, just like you do with sexual education.
Right.
You don't talk to a four-year-old the same way you talk to a 14-year-old about sex or certain topics.
Right.
I'm all for age appropriate things. And, you know, some of the things that I read, like from the actual books that I was talking about, I go, the only way I could see this being included in class would be at a college level. And it's like crime scene investigators. It's like,
and then they're going to have a discussion.
Yes.
So like, are some of the books, so my one are probably my biggest argument is go back to Huckleberry Finn. Cause that's been trying to get banned since we were children.
Yeah,
basically. And it's one of the greatest literary works in American history, American literature, basically. But to me, like, are any of these books on that level of literature? Are they just something somebody pushed?
Yeah. The portions that I read, and I stopped after a few of them because I, as a dad, it just made me angry.
I've got a passage if we want to.
Yeah, if you want to go into it. I understand what you're saying from a, I think.
Which I don't really care about this blue one. This one is not the one I ever cared about.
There's literary value. There would be educational value in the way that you can talk about certain subjects that are graphic, whether it be race, suicide, There, but the ones that I read, it was dramatizing. It was romanticizing some of the, and it, I'm going, this girl's getting raped.
It's also somewhat humanizing the assaulter.
Yeah. Like it's normal or acceptable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's how it was being portrayed. Not in a, if you've been assaulted, here's what you should do. Mm-hmm. Not in a, in that type of setting. So again, just like you wouldn't let your 4-year-old watch a horror movie because you know it's going to give them nightmares. Mm-hmm. Now, if they want to make that decision as they get older, 16, 17, whatever, I know I watched movies as a kid that they messed me up. I shouldn't have seen that movie at that age. Likewise, some of us would go, you know what? Sexually, I was active too early and I wish I would have waited until longer in my life, even if it would have been 2 more years
right.
before I, you know, started experimenting sexually or exploring some of those things, drugs, alcohol, take your pick of, man, I made a bad choice. I wish I wouldn't have done that at 13. Right. I wish I would have waited till I was 18 or 25 or whatever.
And it's not just books. You know, you can talk about music. You can talk about movies that mm-hmm. they wouldn't show in school. You know, yeah. they're going to have this graphic book, but then they won't, you know, you can't probably listen. The music class isn't going to be listening to Stan by Eminem. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to be watching A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
They'll read the book.
Yeah.
But they're not going to show the movie.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff in school. So yeah. It's, I don't know.
There's freedom of speech, but there again, there's also an environment. You can't yell fire in a theater. You can't, at a school basketball game, you can't yell certain words. Mm-hmm. You know, the student section, they get reprimanded if they say sucks, or, you know, whatever right. it is. Like, there again, there's a code of conduct that's expected at school, and that's what's different at school, in a public school. You know, outside of that, there are, you can use all the profanity you want as a student. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, stand across the street and shout at the school and right. smoke across the street and,
right.
you know. So again, that's where people are taking the heartbeat of what I was trying to communicate and go, well, he wants to burn all books and, you know, hates black people. And yeah, you read the comments on Facebook and it's like,
yeah, I read through most of them. That
but
night.
That's what I would expect. It's the dumbest of the dumb, the most misinformed that are commenting on Facebook. They don't actually attend school board meetings. They don't actually get involved. They didn't actually right. listen to what I said, nor did they actually listen to what, you know, superintendent said or what some of the other comments that were actually said. You didn't hear the words. So you're taking things that were perceived or projected in a certain way from whatever news source you got it from, or your friend of a friend of a friend who posted, you know, 12 times later. And
well, they obviously got it from the article because it went straight into you and straight into that one book.
Yeah.
So when we watched the video, what really, really caught me off guard, and you kind of tipped us off to when to look for it is, mm-hmm. that they're bleeping the words.
Yeah.
So of course we can't have the white. Like if you can't put them on YouTube,
right.
Yeah. But you can, but if yeah. they feel it's bad to have
yeah.
with the words that you were saying on YouTube, probably shouldn't have those at least at minimum in elementary school.
And a full minute of a disclosure in the beginning of the video.
Yeah.
Like
there's no bad words because you bleeped it out. What are yeah. you guys talking about?
And they don't have to bleep them out. The only reason they wanted to bleep them out is because they marked their videos for kids.
Yeah. Which I find interesting, like what kids are watching school board meetings?
Right, exactly. And you can unmark that for every video you put up. So they could have unmarked it for that one and let it go free.
There's 10 times worse videos that are marked for kids on YouTube.
Easily.
Yeah.
That maybe not say swear words, but are just worse.
So
they leave it marked for kids so there's no comments.
Yeah.
You cannot comment on it? You cannot comment on a marked for kids video.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, and I did that intentionally. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. You got to make a point.
Made a point. Also, the reaction by school board members and those in the audience, the hypocrisy is what bothers me. You're more offended the fact that I said those words out loud than you are that children may be reading those words at school. Instead of
finding out if they're reading.
Yes. Right. You're more pissed at me for using that type of language than you are the fact that your children may be exposed to that and reading that while at school. So that just shows the level of hypocrisy. And again, your anger is misplaced, but it does reveal something about you. You're not as concerned about the kids as you are about the man who's at the meeting.
It's virtue signaling.
Yes. It's a faux outrage.
Yep.
And even, you know, Jennifer Ippenson, you know, she didn't want to say my name and I'll say her name. I have no problem with her personally, but she discredited herself by what she said in her reaction to what I said. She discredited herself for that very reason. So as an educated woman with, she may have multiple degrees. Jennifer, you didn't pay attention to the word allegedly. So maybe go look up what that word actually means. Okay. You didn't pay attention to the books I was talking about, because I never talked about the book that Dr. Thompson talked about. And your problem with the profanity that apparently went over your head. So
that's the point. That's the whole point.
Right. Like, so for someone to be so upset, you missed a number of key factors of what was actually said 7 minutes before you got up and spoke.
I don't remember what she said, to be honest.
I honestly can't. I don't remember. Well, there's so many people that said stuff that. I don't remember.
Yeah, but she was there. My point is, she was there and got it wrong. Yeah. Jennifer, you didn't listen to what I actually said. And she was there and heard it live, much less the people that didn't hear it live, didn't listen to the YouTube video, and just went off of the false headline.
A lot of people didn't probably listen to the video.
No, I guarantee you less than 1% of the people that are commenting actually listened to the 5-minute video.
So I would say, and this is, I'm gonna take a shot across the bow to, or take a shot at Norfolk Daily News. If they want to, if you want to report on news and you want to want your list, your viewers to, readers or whatever, to get good information, maybe they should have put the YouTube video that Norfolk Public Schools had up.
They don't have the balls to do that.
Just put it up there.
They don't.
But they know that they discredit their article.
It would have been super easy. Just put your clip. If they're going to put your name in there, put your clip in there of what you're saying.
No, because that would mean actually reporting.
Then they'd have to say exactly what happened, as opposed to
Abe Shaner
writing what they wrote.
Abe Shaner is concerned about child abuse and graphic child rape possibly being at Norfolk Public Schools libraries.
Instead of... Yeah, it's true. But I'm just saying, like, if you want to be a credible news organization,
right,
put the reference up there.
But what's a lot easier? What's a lot clickbait. Simpler way to write the story?
That's one thing we're trying to stay away, completely away from, is clickbait.
So, but I said that for 25 years. Some of the people I hate the most.
We're going to put your name in this the headline real quick. Abe Shaner was on.
But I hate the media for that very reason. Yeah. And I said that while I was a member of the media, because I knew how often things were reported incorrectly. That does a disservice to the reader who's trying to figure out the right information. I knew how hard it was while I was in the media to find the right information.
It's difficult.
I would go to 5 different, I'll reference this one as quick as I can. When Norfolk High was accused of yelling a racist term during a basketball game.
That was the whiteout game or something?
I talked to members of the school administration, Norfolk Public Schools, Norfolk Police Department, the NSAA director. Who else did I reach out to? I had 5 different sources that I reached out to before I ever presented that on the radio. And I knew how hard that was for me as a journalist to go, I needed to do all this work before I, present this to the public. People don't do that anymore for the most part, because it's a lot easier to just write my angle, my slant, what I think people are going to click on.
And then let the comments.
And then comment and just feed the trolls on Facebook, on social. Look at all the clicks we got. We got 5,000, 10,000 clicks on. Oh, let's go tell our advertisers. I know how that game works. I was in the game for 25 years. You're not surprising me or catching me off guard.
And I think it's up to 250 comments now.
And that's kind of why it's basically where we started this podcast. And a lot of podcasts are started this way, because I think a lot of people don't realize they just, back in the day, we did trust our news source. Mm-hmm. That we trusted that they did. But now, but a lot of people still do.
Yeah.
So they just go with it right away.
And it's, and again, this is one example. It happens every day.
Yeah.
It happens whether it's local, state, and that's why I'm so skeptical of so much of what I read or consume. Even if it's something I want to agree with or want to believe in, I go, I don't know how much of that's accurate.
I like to at least get 2 or 3 of articles on the same issue, then you can try to piecemeal and figure out what you can figure out.
And no offense to NCM, but it did the same thing.
Yeah.
I did not watch theirs.
Yeah. So it did the exact same thing that the Daily News did.
So the real issue didn't get covered at all,
right,
of what was being addressed, and focusing on a book that had already been removed at the state level instead of focusing on the potential of 30 to 40 other books that might be in the school system. Well, you know, so the damage has been done.
Yeah.
So, and it's just going to snowball. I mean, I have no plans of, you know, hashing it out or keeping it going as far as.
No, you presented it. You wanted to get discussion going. That's what you were going there for. Yep, I'm assuming just getting the discussion going.
Yep. And that's all I was trying to do. So I wasn't looking to, you know, make the school board look bad or because, again, allegedly said it repeatedly. It's a key. If you don't know, you can't just jump to conclusions and say
it's there.
Yeah.
Right. And like I said before, I may not completely agree with banning things completely, but there has to be a line drawn, like I said. So you and I may not totally agree on that, but I just think you opening the discussion was in having discourse is what needs to happen. Critical thinking. We talk about it all the time. Just starting the discussion.
Yeah.
Needed to happen.
You know, I would love, I had several thoughts about this. You know, if Jennifer Ippinson, because she's been very outspoken on a number of things, and I'm sure her and I wouldn't agree on a lot of things. But like to have a real discussion together in this setting, like, okay, tell me why those should be allowed then. If you're for those books and you think those have value, tell me why. I don't understand that. I completely disagree with you.
Right.
But maybe you've got a different point of view and maybe I'm missing something. So I would love to have that conversation. The other thing is, as a member of the media, if that's, you know, what you guys want to be.
We'd like to call ourselves that, but.
Do the things that are uncomfortable for you.
Right.
If you want to get better guests, if you want to get better topics, if you want to have better communication with your listeners and followers, do the things that are uncomfortable. Talk about the things that are uncomfortable for you.
Right.
Don't just focus on the man, that's an easy source. I know enough about that. Step out of your comfort zone and go, I don't know enough about that. I need to go find out more about that before we talk about it. That's where you stretch. That's where you grow. And quite honestly, those are the things that people want to hear about. When you're willing to be uncomfortable, I didn't want to go to the school board meeting. I didn't want to be there because I knew again, what was going to happen. And I thought I was as respectful as I could possibly be. I wasn't shouting. I wasn't yelling. And I used profanity for a reason.
Right.
It was to make a point and to use that as an example. But I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to go. It wasn't like I was all fired up about, ooh, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to get murdered on Facebook.
Right.
And people are going to hate me and not talk to me and look at me weird.
Right.
I did that for 25 years.
Right. You didn't wake up and be like, I need a 1-year anniversary.
Yeah. I just need a hit.
I just got to
get my fix. No, I didn't want to, but in my conviction, in my gut, as a parent and as a community member, I had enough to go, man, if you don't speak up about this and it is true.
Right.
You have a responsibility now that you have this knowledge.
There's nothing wrong with pointing something out that it might be true. There's nothing wrong with it.
But that's also lost on a lot of us. So for everybody that's throwing stones right now.
Yeah.
So if you thought something was wrong, would you speak out about it? And then if people attacked you for speaking out about what you thought was right, is that what you want? You want people to condemn you and crucify you and, you know, defame you because you stood up for what you believed in?
Right.
And then you got attacked and, you know, bombarded and piled on and, oh my God, I can't believe I ever, you know.
Right.
We talk a lot on our useless assumptions. We talk about how it is. You just have to speak up. And sometimes you're not going to, like what you did, you may not change the mind of the person you're specifically talking to, but it's the other people that are going to listen to it. Maybe it'll get somebody else thinking and be like, maybe there's something here. Maybe
there's plenty of people thinking the other way.
But yeah. Too.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, sure.
Yeah.
And sure. And I look at it as don't be afraid. Like it sucks. Yeah. What are you going to, are they going to take your birthday away? They're not going to take your birthday away.
Yeah. And that's what I found throughout my time. You know, if you were honest with yourself and being vulnerable with your audience as well, and not acting like I'm better and I know everything, then you can have credibility. And people will go, I don't maybe agree with everything, but at least I know you're being authentic and you're being real.
Yeah.
Instead of acting like you know everything and you've got all the answers and your opinions are always right.
Yeah.
And your take and your slant is always spot on. So yeah, I don't know where as far as the, again, I'm not concerned about me or what people are saying on Facebook. I'm more concerned about, was there any truth? What, were any of those other materials in the schools or not?
Is that going to get brought up again? Is there going to be,
I believe,
is it being addressed?
I believe other people have reached out. I know at the meeting, at least Dr. Thompson said, you know, they would, their media specialist looks through all of that stuff. And I'm sure there's probably some other parents now that are, cause I've had some people reach out to me, you know, privately that have said, hey, thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to, you know, see what I can do to find out what's true, what's not true. And that's all I was trying to do is just find out what's accurate.
Yeah. Just start a discussion on it.
Just, hey, is this real? Or I hope it's fake.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be real.
You're not out here throwing books in the fire?
No, no, no. And you know, for people that know me, I have a curious nature, when it comes to learning and whether it's different cultures, people, experience, you know, I host comedy shows. There are so many things that happen in those comedy shows, of a broad range that you talk about offensive or profane and I'm laughing at it. Like I'm not going, we got to ban this comedian because he's using this word that I don't like. And, no. So when it comes to free speech, again, I host a comedy show series, that it would be hypocritical for me to go ban books and be like, well, then how come you can say all this stuff at the comedy club?
Right.
So, well, there's a difference between school and comedy club though, too.
Right.
So
that's
what people don't understand. Everybody's like, oh, they're banning the book. Well, they're not banning the books.
Yeah.
So this is the thing I like to get through people's heads. Like they can go get the book.
Yeah.
As soon as they walk out of school grounds.
If the parents want them to read it, tell them to read it and go get it at the library.
Yeah.
Go buy it on Amazon.
They can find it on the internet.
Yeah.
Like everything's on the internet right now. They can literally, they can go get it.
Yeah.
Like they can find a million times worse shit on the internet.
And so why, then that would be another thing. Like why do parents have, you know, restrictions or limitations on kids' phones of what they can or can't access, or they don't give their kid a smartphone for that very reason.
Exactly.
Because they don't want them to have access.
But yet they're going to go to school
and
then they're going to bypass what the parent really wants for that child. Their child. It's not the teacher's child. It's not the principal's child. It's not the school board's child. It's not anybody's child. It's the parents and the parents only.
Yeah. So
I just think your point got misconstrued, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and again, I think it was intentional. I don't think it was an accident. I expected that. I didn't know what angle they would take.
Yeah.
But again, I played that game for 25 years.
Yeah.
It's what I expected. I wish more people were aware to that and would accept that reality because that's how it is done. And it's, again, it's not just, you know, me, you know, but it happens every day with the way things are portrayed, whether it's in sports news or political news or take your pick of pop culture, whatever. Most of what we see and read isn't 100% accurate. And it usually comes with a slant.
Maybe we'll call this episode Old Fogey Throws Books in Fire.
We're definitely our...
We're definitely not putting your name in it. I can tell you that right now.
Don't even bother.
I'm so excited for like our thumbnail is just going to be a pile of books just on fire. Yeah.
Angry white man.
we'll just replace our dumpster fire one with Joe Biden and put the book in there.
Angry white man hates children. Wants to set them on fire. That's crazy.
No, I'm glad you reached out to me. I was gonna reach out to you anyway. Once I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah,
Hobbs was the first one to comment on the Norfolk Daily News article.
Who was?
I was.
Oh, you were.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did see
names
it.
On
I did
there see just it. So we had it.
I just hadn't. I hadn't gone in. I was so busy. I hadn't gone in and seen it yet.
Did you say? Did you say I hate this guy? Or
all I did. The only thing I did is I tagged Zach, Agent Life Media Group, and Ryan. I'm like, I'm not gonna comment. Like, I'm gonna let this one go.
What would have been funny? But
just so we're clear. I don't have a subscription to the Norfolk Daily News, I couldn't read it, so I had to get somebody else.
Like a lot of people probably couldn't even read the article.
I had to get somebody.
They just saw the name.
But so again, they're commenting on something that they didn't actually read or hear.
I did read it. I had to give. I had to have somebody screenshot it and send it to me.
That just shows how dumb we are.
Yeah.
You know, we comment about things that we didn't actually read, we didn't actually hear, we didn't actually see it, and we just pop off. It's the world we live in. Yeah. I get it. But it just, we're getting worse at it, like I said.
And there were some valid comments in there. There were some people that did give some educated feedback. So, I mean, I'm
very few.
Very far and few between. But
yeah.
I'm glad. Is there anything else you want to, I mean, I don't want to make this draw.
Tell us what you hate about the world more.
What else do you hate about this world?
What else would you like to burn, Abe?
No,
light the match, damn it.
It disappoints me in the fact that we could be so much better as far as just gathering information. We have so many tools and resources at our disposal, and we could be so much better. And it's only going to get a ton worse. I'll use AI. Artificial intelligence already is making things so much worse when it comes to information because it looks so real. It sounds so real. It is so good at manipulating the things, our senses.
And it's not AI itself. It's the people putting it into the AI.
But we've already done it. We've already started. So that's another, I don't want to say red flag because it's way beyond. It's like a flamethrower. It's
burning everything, aren't we?
Because the dumb people are just going to get so much dumber.
Yeah.
And the people that are easily manipulated are just going to be such pawns. And it's going to be, we saw what happened with, you know, elections recently, how people were being manipulated with false information. It's just that part is going to get so much worse, and it's going to get so much harder for some people to tell what's true, what's fake.
You know what else sucks? And I'm bringing that up a little bit, and how things are manipulated is candidates are scared to do any kind of interview sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've had a little trouble getting people on for the podcast because I'm not going to call them scared, but they are worried that we would put them in a bad light or try to manipulate their words or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that kind of sucks for them to be scared to just go put their views out there.
Yeah. You can put in the headline, exclusive.
Exclusive. Straight white male.
Straight angry white man.
Hates books and hates children.
Yes.
wants to burn books in front of children. Yeah,
we'll definitely workshop this title before we send it out.
Straight cisgendered white male. Yes. How many things can we get into there?
Cis, Christian.
Yeah. Preferred pronoun is he.
he, him.
Yeah. Identifies as him.
Oh Lord.
It's unfortunate in that sense. And I wish there was, I wish I had an answer for how to fix some of that, but you can't fix stupid. I don't mean that to insult people. A lot of us were just lazy anymore with our gathering of information.
We just got so much time going, or people have their own lives, and I understand that with a lot of people, but the amount of people that, I mean, I talk to people all the time, like, did you hear that this is going on?
Mm.
They have no
clueless.
Clue.
Yeah.
No clue what's going on in our, what they're doing to us, where we're headed as a people, stuff like that. And I get that, but at some point you kind of got to take personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you said, we have these in our pocket.
Yeah.
We have anything. Sometimes they're going to lead us a certain way, but there's ways around it. You can find other sources. You can do stuff like that. But all of the world's information is right here.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to get to it.
So Saturday morning, my book burning rally in the parking lot. I can't wait.
I'll be there.
Norfolk High School.
Oh God.
That's crazy. Bring the gasoline, bring the torches.
I could easily manipulate the trolls and post something and make it look like a real news source and say Abe Shaner is hosting a book burning in the parking lot.
Oh, people would be there.
And people would show up.
100%.
Ready to crucify and, you know, just out. And then other people are like, oh, hell yeah, I'm bringing books. You know, you'd have other people like, yeah.
Bubba's definitely showing up.
Oh my goodness.
So
that's funny.
No, I mean, I appreciate talking to you guys and just being able to have a bigger conversation. and again, to think broader and to, yeah. and to try to think deeper on some of this stuff and not just the initial reaction of.
Well, that's what we try to do at this table. That's yeah. the whole point of me even us starting this thing in the first mm-hmm. place.
I think I recommend everybody go watch the YouTube video.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on there.
It'll make you laugh and cry.
Yeah.
If I could, I'll try to figure out how I can maybe clip your part and post it with this episode.
Also, I said this at the beginning and I meant it and I do mean it. I said to the school board before I even shared my comments, first of all, thank you for serving because so few people are willing to serve or are unable to serve. Yep. And you do a job that is highly criticized. Most people are quick to complain, throw stones. Very rarely do you hear a thank you for serving or, hey, you guys are doing a great job. And I really do mean that. I don't agree with everyone on the school board or their decisions, but I absolutely appreciate them serving and taking the time, sacrificing away from their families, the energy that it takes, and to put up with some of the crap that they've got to put up with that simply isn't true that they're accused of doing. That's a tough job, and they volunteer to do that. They're not making $100,000 a year to put up with people's garbage that don't pay attention
right.
to what's actually happening. So that was also missed on people. They just right. portrayed as he wants to ban books.
You just hate them. Yeah. I don't know why you hate the school board so much.
I only did it because...
Jesus, why do you hate Norfolk Public Schools?
Because they're all women. Because it's an all-female board. That's why.
Oh. We need to elect some men in that board.
Question mark. How come there's no men?
I don't think any men wanted to do it, yeah. really.
So, well, so, some of them may identify as men. I don't know. I can't confirm that. So that's their business and not mine. But
yeah, they got a thankless job. I get it.
So, no, I appreciate it. And hopefully next time, if there's a next time that I'm here, it's for
You'll
something.
You'll be here again.
It's for something.
We were going to ask you to come because we're recording Useless tonight, too.
Yeah.
I was like, if you're here, you might as well stick around. And, okay. But that's a whole two-hour okay. deal. Oh, so gosh. That's up to you. But
okay.
But I think we'll probably end this portion of this unless there's anything else.
I don't know
that you feel.
I've done enough. I'm washing my hands.
Washing your hands.
You're clear of it. It's somebody else's problem now. We're burning on Saturday.
Yeah. we appreciate you coming on. It's always good to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what you're doing too. And the fact that you want to have those conversations with people. And I hope more people are willing to come on and be vulnerable. I said it. If Jennifer Ippenson was willing to have a conversation, I've said that with other people in this community when I was doing my radio show, but they were too afraid. I'm not looking to punk you. Yeah. I'm not looking to, I want to have a deeper conversation. I want to know why I'm wrong. I want to know why I'm missing it. And I wish we could get back to more of that because that's what's missing.
Well, I'm going to open it up. If somebody does want to, and if she wants to, we'll come and she can come and have the same spot like you mm-hmm. got. I'm totally fine with that.
We need that. Like, we even if she wants sides. To come by herself, she's like, screw that dill hole.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You got to come here. If she wants to come on,
yeah.
if you want to come on, Jennifer, you can come sit right here and we can do the same. And you can have an open discussion.
Because that's what I wanted to do. Like, it's not the setting at the school board meeting to do that. But after she got up, I wanted to ask her some questions. Like,
right.
tell me where you're coming from on that.
It'd be nice. That's hard. It's hard to, when you're not having a discussion about it, it's hard to see the other person as a, well, I don't want to say as a human, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you guys are on opposite sides of the table. And
especially when it's in a public setting like right. that, like it's hard to be because you're so guarded.
Right.
And I get that.
Right.
And I expect that. So thank you to you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming on, Abe. And we'll see you guys next time.